Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, Thankful Tuesday. What are you thankful for? We have lots to be thankful for. Sheila reminds us to be thankful for the trunk or treat and how much fun it was last week to see all those children and adults having a really good time. I'm thankful for you, Sheila. I needed some help getting my trunk details finalized, and you came through. As we approach the scriptures today, I want to do it backwards. I want to go to Acts first. You know, Acts is like a good book to me. I don't want it to end. We are finally getting to where Paul is arrested today, and we're going to read from Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 36. It's a really sad passage about how the gospel is being misunderstood, how Paul is being misunderstood, and how the people begin to say things about him that aren't true, and the prophecies about Paul being put in chains come true today. Starting in verse 27, when the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us. This is the man who teaches everyone everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." They had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. The whole city was aroused and the people came running from all directions. Seizing Paul, they dragged him from the temple and immediately the gates were shut. While they were trying to kill him, news reached the commander of the Roman troops that the whole city of Jerusalem was in an uproar. He at once took some officers and soldiers and ran down to the crowd. When the rioters saw the commander and his soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. The commander came up and arrested him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. Then he asked who he was and what he had done. Some in the crowd shouted one thing and some another. And since the commander could not get to the truth because of the uproar, he ordered that Paul be taken into the barracks. When Paul reached the steps, the violence of the mob was so great that he had to be carried by the soldiers. The crowd that followed kept shouting, "Get rid of him!" Here we're beginning to see even more clearly the tension between the Jews and the Gentiles as they're being united in Christ. There was a law that Gentiles couldn't enter into the inner courts of the sanctuary, and there was hearsay that Trophimus had entered, and it wasn't true that he had gone in, but the people didn't care. They had their minds set believing that Paul was against their culture and their law, and even though, as we read yesterday, he took the Nazarite vow, it wasn't enough. They were hearing what they wanted to hear and believing what they wanted to believe about Paul. The truth is, it was a very difficult time in the early church because Paul knew, having a background in Pharisaism and being a Jew, that the truth of the matter is that it's Jesus plus nothing equals salvation. And yet, he didn't want to discount the beauty of the law and the beauty of everything that was pointing to Christ. But for the Greeks, he didn't think they had to take on all these laws. And especially, he wanted to highlight for everyone that they were never meant to be a picture of salvation. They were supposed to point us to the one who would come to save. So tomorrow, Paul gets an opportunity to speak to the crowd, and we'll look forward to reading his defense. Next, I want to take us over to the Psalms, to Psalm 114, verses 7 and 8. Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. As I read this passage, I thought, how many times in the Bible are there references back to what God had done in the Exodus when he made a rock to gush water? It's amazing to think about the provision of the Lord then, and that's important for us to look back. But it's also important for us to look today. Where has the Lord provided for me? And on a day like Thankful Tuesday, that's a good question for us to ask. Not what is wrong with this world, but what is right with it. And where has God been extra gracious and merciful to us? For our final passage today, I want to read from Isaiah chapter 50. We're going to read verses 4 through 9 on the podcast. This is the third servant song, which talks about the suffering servant. There are tons of allusions to this passage in the New Testament, many of them around the passion narrative. Starting in verse 4, "The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I love how it talks about the sovereign Lord waking the servant up morning by morning, wakening him to listen like one being instructed. That's an image I want to stick with us today, that as we are waking up, or maybe it's the afternoon or evening, wherever we are, that we would be aware and listening and asking the Lord to instruct us. This is first an image of the suffering servant of our Lord Jesus. He was listening for God and the instructions, probably to go toward the cross. And verse 6 has many references to the cross. Here it says in my study Bible, "The description of the abuse corresponds very closely with what happened to Jesus." Like in verse 6, he turned his back to those who beat him, and he turned his cheek, and they pulled out his beard, and they were mocking him and spitting on him. It says here, "But the servant is confident in the sovereign Lord and knows that he will be vindicated in the end and that his accuser will disappear." And we know as well that the Lord was able to defeat death on our behalf and sin, and because of that, we have freedom in him. And that's something that we have to be thankful for today as we consider a person, a place, a thing, and an attribute of God that we're thankful for. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you first that we can enter into your presence. We are not shut out from your presence, Lord, because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for full access to you, and we want to reverently come before your presence today. Thank you for the many people in our lives that bless us, Help us to take a moment to reflect upon several of the blessings we've received this week. We lift our hearts to you and thank you for the people around us. Lord, we want to thank you for the many places that you have given us, homes, workplaces, churches, communities, places where we can go on vacation. Your many blessings are boundless. We thank you for something, some little tiny thing that comes to mind, a gift from you. And we thank you for your character, Lord, as we look back over these passages. Lord, you have given a well-instructed tongue. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be like Jesus with a listening ear every morning. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.